Zoom, you get 30 seconds. Think about how you want to use that 30 seconds. Make sure you film it. And, you know, I won't tell you how to use your 30 seconds. I'll kind of give you my little opinion there. But that is funny. Now, I'm surprised that she would be staying. She's probably not staying. I'm guessing they're just having the penthouse to have her kind of a setup situation there. But that's funny. They downgraded you so Harris could get the penthouse. Wow.
That's my assumption. I mean, when they said a high-level politician is coming to town, and then they said, well, you'll see when you get here. Like, they didn't want to, the general manager of the Four Seasons in Houston called me. And again, this is a comp trip that they're providing for me, and they're supposed to, you know, treat me well and all this shit, or excuse me, all this stuff. And, then the general manager called me today and said, yeah, the high-level politician is coming into town, and we won't be able to accommodate the penthouse anymore.
Well, hopefully they give you something nice for downgrading you. You know, hey, maybe some intel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
Jesus
is king.
What's that?
I said Jesus is king and our Lord and Savior. So that's a good point as well. I may touch base on that.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Those are the three that I think will hit the hardest. I don't know, the DOD stuff. It's good. It's a big story, but it's just like, I mean, you just got to think about what's going to hit the hardest. What's going to get people to share it? Definitely the Jesus is king would. Definitely that you didn't get a vote. Probably the missing children, even though that's kind of like, I don't know, whatever reason, it just doesn't hit. But it's your 30 seconds, I would say. Plan on 30 seconds max. Anything after that is just bonus. Thank you for the call, Caleb in Austin. By the way, speaking of Austin, Joe Lonsdale is a big tech investor in Austin. He asks, why have so many of the top builders in the tech world left the Democrat Party? Maybe because it's become the stupid party and is promoting idiocracy. Everybody sees it now. Everybody sees it now. He says, I don't want this to be the case. It's better if both parties realize equity is a harmful communist idea and that disparate impact is a race to the bottom philosophy that hurts people of all backgrounds and it destroys merit in our institutions and breaks our civilization. Well, that's the truth, and that's why the Democrat Party just needs to expire. As a political party, it just needs to go the way of the dodo bird, go to the way of the Whig Party, and just let it be done. It's gone. It's lost its soul. It's lost its heart. It's lost its mind. And at this point, it's pretty much just outright a criminal organization. What is it with that DoubleTree? I'm pretty sure I was there covering a political event. I think it was either Trump or somebody else went there, too. Oh, why do they always stay there? Let's go to Rachel in Wisconsin with an update. Rachel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Great to talk to you. I just wanted to call and let you guys know about a situation I dealt with early voting, the first day of early voting in Wisconsin today. I went in there and filled out my ballot, and then you put it in the absentee ballot envelope, and you hand it to the person, you know, who's taking all the envelopes, and there's a witness section where they have to sign their name, print it, and then, you know, put the county information or whatever. So this woman, she signed it, and she pulled it away and was just going to throw it in a bin or whatever they do. And I said, wait, you need to print your name. It says print your name right there. It's highlighted. And she rolled her eyes at me and angrily filled it out and then spun it around to me and said, there, does that satisfy you? And to which I said, yeah, it satisfies me that you're completing your job so that my ballot actually gets counted. It was very upsetting. And meanwhile, there was a neighbor of mine that was there who I know for a fact is a Ukrainian refugee who was there filling out a ballot. So I'm having a lot of trouble with it because of the language barrier. Yes. So after I left, I called into the city hall and I said, you need to prove residency to vote. And they said, you simply need to provide a photo ID, like a license. I said, if you provide a license, that's not proof of citizenship. That's what I'm asking.
Doesn't matter.
I said,
they won in the courts. The Democrats won in the courts. You don't have to prove citizenship in Wisconsin. Don't have to have any verification in Wisconsin now.
Right. So I said, maybe I misworded it. I meant proof of citizenship. And she said, well, you have to be a citizen to vote. And I said, but you're telling me you don't need to prove it. And she said, no, but we audited it after the election. I said, so you're telling me that you audit it to make sure people are citizens after the results are tallied. She said, yes, that's correct. And I was just, I don't know, I was absolutely furious to hear that, because I know for a fact in my neighborhood in particular, which is a very small town in in Wisconsin, there's multiple refugees in our town and surrounding areas as well, like kind of on the border of Minnesota, because we're kind of in the western Wisconsin area. There's just, they're everywhere.
Yeah. And you know who's showing them how to vote. You know who's telling them to vote.
So I'm worried about corruption in even just a small town of mine that is dominated by Trump signs. We are surrounded. I mean,
oh, sure.
Trump signs as far as the eye can see.
Oh, and Wisconsin is totally dominant. For Trump, but the Democrats will win.
It's just, it's pretty upsetting. And, you know, I have a 75-year-old grandfather who is terminally ill. He's a veteran. He served his country for 34 years. And I've hardly heard the man speak, let alone did I ever expect to hear him cry. And I sat speaking to him about everything going on in our country right now, and he started crying his eyes out, talking about how he feels like he wasted 34 years of his life serving his country just to watch it disintegrate. So I just wanted to.
Well, you can hopefully, I don't know what the right phrase would be, pay it forward or find retribution for your father, because it's definitely a real thing. I think about that a lot. I thank you for that call, Rachel. Appreciate that. You know, I think about that a lot. I have military in my family. I'm not like a military family, but I do have military in my family. And, I think about that a lot. I'm not a military guy. I never wanted to join the military. I'm really not a violent person. You know, I'm not a violent revolutionary. But I do think about that. And I do think about the men in my family that did serve, that did put their name on the line, and honoring that legacy. Absolutely. And so you can honor that too, Rachel. I can't imagine having that experience at the polling booth. I mean, geez, just, oh my gosh, what a wreck. All right, let's go to Jay in Pennsylvania. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Owen. Applied to, I know you're short on time, so I'm getting to it. Be a poll watcher in Pennsylvania. Nobody's ever gotten back to me. I've never heard nothing back, and I've done it several times.
Are you a registered Republican?
Yes.
Yep, there's your problem.
Yeah, and also, the other day, a buddy of mine, I work in a union shop and the glazing thing, and it's funny because most of us are Republicans, but and we've been beating the heads of our higher-ups to, you know, why don't you give us a vote like the Teamsters so we can, you know, choose who we're supporting? And that's yet, you know, come to surface. But my buddy's walking down the street in Pittsburgh, and they asked him, there was a guy there with a Kamala Harris shirt on, says, I register you to vote. I register you to vote. He says, I'm already registered, buddy. And he says, well, you vote here early with me. You vote early with me, and I take care of your vote. So what's that about? You know, where would his vote go if he would have did that?
Oh, he'll take care of your vote, I'm sure. He'll take
care
of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, I wanted to say, I don't think there's any way that, well, it's obvious that the crookedness happened last time in Pennsylvania. I mean, they literally broke the law with the mass mail-in voting. It was proven, and they redistricted after 2016. Because Trump won under Tom Wolf, so they like totally destroyed our whole voting sectors.
Well, and they're breaking the law again. 10-1 Democrat poll watchers. 10-1.
Yeah, it's sickening. And then you see Rachel Levine underneath Biden, which was Tom Wolf's like main COVID, you know, what do you call it? Czar, I guess you would have been.
I call that a tranny, a mentally disturbed freak.
Yeah. Higher, knows everything about health, but doesn't know what trans, you know.
Totally normal stuff. Totally normal stuff. All right, Jay, thank you for the call. Quickly here, you know, police officers have it pretty tough, folks. And I don't really like Trump's extremism, saying everything, just basically give them carte blanche to do whatever they want. But, you know, there's a situation in Chicago. If you guys want to roll this B-roll of 14 real quick. Chicago police officer who fatally shot Reginald Clay Jr. faces dismissal. And they're saying he should have de-escalated the situation. The whole thing is on body cam. The guy is reaching for a guy has a gun in his hand. He's charging at the police officer. He points it at the police officer, and the police officer shoots back, and they say you should have de-escalated the situation. So, in other words, you should have been shot. You should have been shot. At least at this point, he's not facing charges, but, I mean, that's just what it's like to be a police officer these days. That's ridiculous. De-escalate, you mean take a bullet instead of handling the criminal? All right, that does it for the InfoWars War Room today. 21-hour break. We will see you tomorrow.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.